All right, on this Monday, our way of life has changed a lot this year. And you may find that you're spending more time with your dog.
Yeah.
Going for walks, going to the park, hanging out outside, and that's great. But as we spend more time with our dogs, especially outside, a new study finds 1 in 5 dogs that visit dog parks have tested positive for intestinal parasites. Joining us to talk about these findings is the director of the study, veterinary parasitologist at Oklahoma State University, Susan Little. Susan, good morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Pretty comprehensive study. Did you see a significant difference in the prevalence of parasites in different parts of the country?
You know, we were pretty surprised that we didn't see that much of a difference. Hmm. We expected more parasites in the southern U.S., where it's more tropical and humid and the conditions are better. But we found parasites in the Midwest. We certainly found them in Michigan and across the United States. In fact, as you said, 1 in 5 dogs was infected.
What are the most common parasites that you found?
Hookworms and whipworms were by far the most common intestinal nematodes, and that was a little disappointing because both are entirely preventable with regular veterinary care and maintaining dogs on parasite control products monthly, as is recommended by veterinarians. And then we found a lot of Giardia as well.
Yeah, that's important. We'll talk more about that. What about the likelihood of contracting parasites by age, perhaps, or breed? Are there different types of dogs that are more susceptible?
So we didn't see major differences by breed, so all dogs are at risk of parasite infection. We did find more parasites in younger dogs, and of course most of us know that puppies, just like kids, are more likely to be infected and so benefit from the regular diagnostic work and regular treatment. But we found parasites in all ages of dogs, and we were looking specifically at dogs visiting dog parks, and so that is a risk activity. If the dogs aren't on parasite control, they're going to be in an environment where there's lots of other dogs, and they may become infected.
Short of a vet visit for an actual test for some of these parasites, are there symptoms to look for if you're a dog owner?
If the parasites have been there a while and started causing disease, then the dogs may develop diarrhea, they may have some vomiting, they might lose some weight, so weight loss is associated with some of the parasite infections. They can even become anemic over time. But often, many dogs with parasites don't show clinical signs, especially when they're first infected, and that's why that routine veterinary care is so important, to get them tested and make sure they're protected, that they're maintained on a preventive. The parasites they have, some of them can infect people, and so there's a health risk to the whole family for the dog having intestinal parasites.
Let's talk a little bit about prevention. It's so simple but so important, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah, and we always say every dog, every month, all year long, we want to make sure they're protected with monthly intestinal parasite control. And it's pretty straightforward because it's coupled with heartworm prevention, which is also important for the health of the dog, and then it can also be combined with flea and tick control, so that way you're protecting your dog from all parasite risks that are out there.
Yeah, all in one fell swoop, because it's so important. You mentioned year-round. I think a lot of times people think it's a summertime issue, but it's really not, is it?
Right. And we did collect these samples in the summer because we wanted to make sure there were folks at the dog park and we could get the samples when we went to collect. But we do see, especially whipworms and roundworms, we'll see in the winter months. And in fact, the prevalence of whipworms and roundworms goes up a little bit in the winter months. We don't know if that's because people aren't as aware, so they're backing off the parasite control, or if that's just something about the biology of the worms. But the eggs do very well through freeze-thaw cycles. They do well in harsh environmental conditions. And so, unfortunately, the harsh winter doesn't do much to knock back many of the parasite infections.
I mentioned going into this that we are spending more time, I think, generally speaking, with our dogs, going to dog parks, going on walks. Do you think that has an impact on the prevalence of some of these parasitic infections?
Well, we're waiting to see if that's the case. We did find that the majority of people at the dog parks said that they were using parasite control from their veterinarians. So I think people are trying to do what they can to protect their dogs from the infections, which is wonderful. I know that with folks staying home more because of the pandemic, some people have not kept up with their veterinary appointments, and so it's really important to continue to take the dog into the veterinarian for vaccination, for parasite control. And many veterinarians, most veterinarians now, will do car-side service. They come out and talk to the owner about the dog's health and then take the dog into the practice so that the owners don't have to go in. And, of course, we're very trained in infection prevention, and so masked and gloved and make sure that all that's done safely. So continuing to see your veterinarian is really important during this time.
Well, it absolutely is, no doubt about it, very important for those monthly preventative medications. And you can, you know, for convenience, you can get them for 6, even 12 months at a time to have at home. You don't have to keep going back to the vet, right?
Absolutely, and most veterinarians work with some sort of online pharmacy service through their practice where they can even mail it to your home. And so that's another option that helps you stay current on the parasite control without having to be concerned about going out.
All right, good stuff. Hey, thanks so much for telling us about it. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.